I'm Aaron Schachter, and you're tuned to The World. When news of the shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee first broke, I thought, I hope this isn't what I think it is. Then more details, four Marines shot and killed, and then came the name of the shooter.
When the name came out, it was that familiar sinking feeling that we've had so many times.
The killer's name was Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, and Omid Safi, director of the Islamic Studies Center at Duke University, is talking about how many Muslims in the U.S. felt hearing that name. Safi says his first reaction was to pray for the victims of the violence, the four Marines, and then to worry about what it all might mean for his community.
When there is an act like this, it tends to undo all of the good work that has taken place in the community over the last years and months, and in particular in the month of Ramadan, where you've had literally millions of people who have taken extraordinary steps in the realm of spirit, in the realm of social justice, wonderful campaigns in terms of feeding the poor, helping to repair the burned down black churches. And it's almost as if, you know, the actions of one person in the eyes of the wider society ends up undoing these invisible acts of good. So I think the sinking feeling is more just a sense of deep sorrow for a world in which acts of hideousness and violence become more prominent than acts of goodness and charity.
You know, I think a lot of communities have the same experience where they think, oh no, I hope it's not a, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is that I am. It seems, though, in America right now that the Muslim community is especially put upon. I wonder if around the sorrow, there's perhaps maybe some anger on your part that one person can kind of, as you suggest, ruin it for the rest of us.
You know, I don't tend to find anger to be particularly a redemptive quality. There is grief. There is genuine sadness. But I think that that sadness is connected to a lot of other sadnesses. So I think for me, the marginalization and demonization of the Muslim community is always inseparable from the targeting of the African American community, the Hispanic community, gay and lesbian communities, and others. The sense of wanting to establish these bonds of solidarity, that is what I see as the way forward and upward.
Do you not feel that you, as a Muslim and one in a prominent position, are sort of being made responsible for everyone like Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz?
That's a tricky line to go down. I think what I try to do is to actually tap into the moral guidance of people like Dr. King and Rabbi Heschel. And Heschel in particular has a wonderful saying where he says, few are guilty, all are responsible. And that's the one that I really zone in on. And I think applying it to this episode and all of these kinds of episodes, few are guilty. In this case, the shooter is guilty. He doesn't say Muslims are responsible or Jordanian Americans are responsible or Arab Americans are responsible. All are responsible. And I take that same approach when it comes to the Charleston shooting, when it comes to police brutality. We want to hold the individuals who are responsible for these horrific acts accountable, and then to step back and ask the question about how are all of us responsible for the creation of a world in which racism, sexism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, the hatred of the poor are prevalent realities.
Omid Safi of Duke University, Eid Mubarak, and thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, and Eid Karim to you and your listeners.